Sylvain Tesson, Constellations of the Forest, alone in a cabin in the middle taiga. 10th of May. This morning, dawn has kept its promise again. The sun appeared punctually and the sky became a ceiling for an operetta theatre. I go out onto the lake to get a good look at the mountain cleared of its snow. Only the summits and the depths of canyons are still white. On the lake, I leap over a fault and its far edge snaps off. I've jumped too short and fall into the water, where the main thing is not to slip under the ice. I have a chilly walk back. The faults in the lake, like the crevices of glaciers, greet overconfidence with the kiss of death. In the afternoon, I go up to the waterfall. The snow in the understory still sticks to the snowshoes, and the dwarf pines hamper me more than ever. To make any headway, I have to use the scree slopes. As for the dogs, they're mastering the art of frisking among the rocks. At the edge of the cut leading to the waterfall, spring is preparing its rite. Fragile forces are erupting. Velvety mountain anemones quiver in the sunshine. Grasses are growing among the patches of crystalline snow. An expanse of white still shows my footprints, which a bear has followed before turning back to the river below. Ants flow up and down their towering cities of ice needles. It's as if they were observing some solar cult around a slightly eroded pre-Columbian temple. The torrent has broken free and dives beneath the ice down at the mouth of the valley. The mountain is melting. Its flanks are striped with living streams, hurrying with girlish haste to plunge into the lake. Alder buds have popped out of their sheaths. Clumps of azaleas are sprinkled with violet flowers. Glossy leaves smell like beeswax polish. Nature's timidity is a prelude to its triumph. Two opposing impulses foster this rebirth: the emergence of what was buried beneath the soil and the overflowing of what was stored up in the heights. What overflows? The water tumbling from the peaks, the freshets washing the faces of the slopes, the ants boiling out of their cauldrons, the sap purling on the pine bark, the stalactites stretching for the earth, the bears and deer quitting the plateaus to scrounge for a pittance on the shores. What emerges? The larvae in the ground that breaks out by the billions, the shoots, the flowers blooming on their stems, the schools of fish returning to the surface after their benthic winter. And I, tonight, will be tranquilly smoking in my cabin, right at the junction between this uprush and downpour. Way up there, the waterfall is still frozen, but its liberation draws nigh, a matter of days.